5. Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. What's up, boys? You guys feel good about Pat Mahomes' deal? You like it?
That was a terrifying moment yesterday.
Well, it's actually... It's actually not.
It's actually not,
not
the first.
Yeah,
it's a deal like it's a deal for the top quarterback in the market. It's not a crazy reset like Laremy Tunsil or like we expect with LeBron.
No,
LeBron.
Everybody's like, oh, it's 45 million. It's not even going to get close to that.
39 and a half over 5 years.
Here's what it, here's what the structure of this deal makes me think. Says this person who's writing this, who is very knowledgeable, and Bill Barnwell, who is very knowledgeable. He says the structure of this deal makes me think it will end up as a six-year, $183.4 million pact before the two sides negotiate a new contract after the 2025 season, which would reduce $319 million of the deal to play money. It's not a $503 million deal. And actually, it's only 30. It's going to average out to about $30 million a year for him, just over $30 million a year.
Well...
But he's got
guaranteed money. They say it's about 39 and a half is what Joel Corey, who is a big capologist.
Well, he says that his deal is actually the only guarantees. Mahomes got just $141.4 million, which is all the cash he's due over the next five seasons. So here, what the deal is: this is you look at the average of 45. But realistically, because he's got these 2 years left on this deal, so it actually doesn't kick in. The extension doesn't kick in until until 3 years, 2 years from now, and it's all, probably only going to be the four years, the first 4 years of this deal. And so he's looking at it, and if you want to know the truth, it's $155 million over the 4 years, $155 million, which is going to be 15.4% of their salary cap. Average salary, $30,571,000, which is comparable. Just it's better than Wentz's deal. It's better than Goff's deal. But it's not crazy stupid. It's not. He's not going to get to the 10 years of this deal.
No. He may only get to four.
Yeah.
And they're
four
renegotiating.
Four of the extension.
Yeah. And right. Then they'll renegotiate and he'll be at like 42. Like he doesn't want. This is one to create headlines. So Lee Steinberg basically did an old school deal with some new school twists where he wants the flex of saying that he got a half a billion dollar deal.
Yeah.
Because it came out as 550, or it's right at 500. Yeah, $500 million. So it's half a billion, the first ever half a billion dollar deal. The reality is no quarterbacks want to be under control that long in a contract. They don't want it. I know you think that they do, but they don't. Well, they need... They want as much guaranteed as possible, and then they want to get out and redo the deal. That's how it is. That's how it works. So really, in essence, the reality is 5 years at most is what Pat Mahomes is going to want, and there's a chance he only wants four. But it's an agent flex.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Joel Corey from he's CBS Sports now. He used to write for, I wanted to say, he had his own cap site. He's a former NFL cap guy. He says the new money average in the last five new years of Patrick Mahomes' contract extension is $50.45 million per year. In the first five new years, the new money average is $39.55 million. New money. First five new money years. So his... He talked about basically you can forget the last 5 years being 50 million.
Yeah.
It's almost irrelevant.
Yep.
It's going to be the first 5 years of the new money, which is $39.55, which makes him the highest paid quarterback at that number. But it's not an outrageous. That's how you incrementally raise what is already a bubble. It's a quarterback bubble. The prices are already a quarterback bubble. The market may not be able to sustain that over the long term. Just like you have housing bubbles, there's a quarterback bubble where the numbers are just kind of outlandish. And what's happening is the Kansas City Chiefs got a deal done. I know what it looks like, 10 years and all that stuff. The reality is they got a reasonable deal for Pat Mahomes.
They did.
They really did. They gave him good money. They made him the highest paid quarterback. But they weren't like $45 million.
Here's the problem with it. Here's the real problem with it. Is that it looks like average 45, the extent is $450 million, but with guarantees and blah, 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 with likely be incentives and all that, it could be $500,000. The Texans are going to see that, and Deshaun's going to see that, and he's going to say, well, you know, he's getting 45 a year, which he's not really, but he's going to say, he's getting 45 a year. I want 42. Okay, I want 42, but I want it to be real. Because Mahomes, like you said, is going to average about 39. Deshaun is probably going to get 42 real. Because the Texans will go, well, look at the deal we got.
Yeah.
Mahomes is getting 45. We're only going to give Deshaun 42.
And y'all
when
think
in fact,
joking.
He's not getting 45.
No, we're not joking either.
No.
You really have to think. This is not even a joke. Like, I put a joke tweet out there yesterday that the nation waits as the Texans prepare to make a 20-year offer to Deshaun Watson. And people seem to like it. And it's a joke, but they like it because they know it's true.
It's like, no.
The core of it is true.
No, no. When in reality, like you said, it's probably about a 39 and maybe even less.
It's probably a three-year deal. It's actually a nightmare.
And yeah, and here's the deal. Again, the average salary over the 4 years, the next 4 years, is $30 million. It's $30 million, 30.5.
That includes
the next year. 2 years. No, he's got 2 years left on his deal. Yeah. He's got 2 years left on his deal. So I'm afraid, though. I am really, and you know, it is going to be so funny when they really screw this thing up. When it's going to be so funny, and Deshaun is just, did you see Deshaun's tweet with the little kid with the smile? It actually looks like Deshaun. It might have been him when he was a little kid. I don't know. It's not him. Who is that kid?
It's a kid who's been mean throughout.
Oh, he is. He's a mean kid. Anyway, he sent that little kid smiling, and guess what? He going to be smiling because he got it. Here's the deal is the Chiefs worked out a deal, and now Bill O'Brien's going to work out a deal.
I don't care about money.
Because you look at it, when you see a 10-year, $450 million extension, you're like, oh, my goodness. Oh, holy crap. Look at this. They're really going to give Deshaun. And Deshaun will go, I'll take less. Give me 42. Okay, all right. Great. See, he got 45.
Hey, it's kind of, you know, it's so sad because I know that they've got somebody on their staff, Kevin Kay, who is in charge of cap stuff now. But I, you know, he's going to get, he will be overridden by Bill O'Brien.
Oh, yeah,
saying, I don't care what you say new money is. I don't care what you say, 10-year prorated, blah, blah, blah. The guy's getting $503 million.
We think Deshaun
is
better.
We can get Deshaun. Deshaun's only asking for 3 years and $41 million. That's $123 million. How is that not in our favor?
I don't care about any of those things.
How is that not in our favor?
Well, Bill O'Brien getting ready to buy Deshaun. 15-year, $600 million
contract.
Well,
we want him more than 3 years,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, right.
No, that's all he'll take. Well, Deshaun does not want to be here long term anyway. There's people around Deshaun saying that. I called us. Get ready. Are you ready for your $1.2 billion offer? This guy started laughing. I think he is talking to Deshaun in the background because he said that out loud. Like, what? Like, is a 20-year deal coming? He goes, no, he ain't going to be here that long, brother. Trust me. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah. Oh, that's just terrible. That is just, you know, I saw that and I was like, oh, no.
You really do have to be afraid, though. And this is why it's not This is not fear porn or, you know, like headlines about coronavirus. You really have to be afraid of Bill O'Brien's ability to process, and Jack Easterby, got to throw Jack in there too. The power structure, you know, the power structure's ability to process what this deal actually means, because they have not done a good job of having a good understanding of cap value. So if they look at this and they work off of those numbers, instead of having a cap guy saying, look, this is the actual value, it is really a, like, it's really a big fear that he could go flying with a deal that is way, I guarantee you the Chiefs were in a rush to get a deal done before the Texans got their deal done. 100%.
He made a mistake.
I think so too.
Oh my gosh! If I'm Pat Mahomes, honestly, this deal is, it's not a great deal. It's just a little bit more than Goff and Wentz got. It's that's all it is.
But that's the way it should. That's the way it's been for decades.
Should be making more than Russell.
But you're about to go. You're about to be in a pandemic season, which is going to have an effect on future cap numbers too. I mean, it really is. This is going to be, the herd immunity doesn't exist, they say. It's like 5% in Spain. The idea of herd immunity sounds good, but without a vaccine, you're not going to ever achieve that. So the fact is, you're not going to ever have the numbers you really, really want for herd immunity. And if that's the case, you know, there is a real chance the NFL is not going to have an uninterrupted season. And if the numbers... The NFL and the owners, just like in baseball, just like in basketball, they're not just giving you money that they don't have coming in. No. They're not going to do that. But the problem is you do not have a force majeure clause in the NFLPA contract. And what that means is if something pandemic, it doesn't, there's nothing that says, hey, we can pull back the money if a pandemic hits. So now if the players want to really be creeps about it, they could really fight for their money, which could lead to a huge lockout or a, you know, maybe owners just suspend a season for a whole year so that they don't have to pay. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out. I just know this much. It's not good for the Texans that – it's very good, I should say, that the Chiefs got a deal done early. It's very good potentially for them because they know you don't want the Texans setting them
up.
And that's not even a joke.
It's not a joke. Because now the Texans are going to set the market, and you know, and Dak's sitting there like
Dak is in the catbirds.
Yeah, Dak's going, oh, look at what's going on. Bill O'Brien's going to hear Bill O'Brien's move next.
Guess what the franchise tag for Dak is probably going to be next? It's going to be so substantial.
Yep.
Well, even if you get tagged, you're going to have Pat Mahomes, Russell Wilson, and
Deshaun
Watson.
Pat Mahomes isn't even close for the next 2 years. I mean, you're not even close. It's not even close. So you know, he's going to get a long term deal. 712 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. We don't want to. It's just when I saw that, I was like, oh no, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be terrible for the Texans.
I know.
It's time to talk about, you know what's going to be wonderful is Patrick Chastain and Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford is, listen, if you want to shop at home, and listen, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and you can do it at home. And Patrick Chastain says, get to ChastainFord.com. ChastainFord.com, and you're going to find all of the vehicles that you want, and you can actually buy online, which is not available at a lot of dealerships because they just want to upsell you. That's all they want to do. And when I got my deal done over there, I didn't find that at all. What they asked is, what do you like? Do you like this? Do you want this? Is this something that you like? If not, no. It wasn't like force, hey, this is great. You need this. You got to have. No. It was, what do you like? What do you want? And where do you need your payments? And it was so easy to do the deal with these people. I loved it. And I'm going to do all my deals with Chastain Ford. And I'm part of the Chastain family. And they said, hey, you need to get your oil change. Come on in. Let's take a look at the car. We'll wash it. We'll sanitize it, and we'll send it back to you. Do you want to from your house? Do you want to test drive a car? They'll bring it to you, and you can test drive it. They're doing all of these things. They're bending over backwards. It's what they always do at Chastain Ford. Find out for yourself. You got 0% financing. You got no payments for 6 months, and you got 72 months of 0% financing with nothing down. That's all going on at Chastain Ford. Just two exits east of 59 on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, Chastain Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Fans, you can finally see pro baseball in person. The new four-team Constellation Energy League plays July 10th through August 30th at Constellation Field in Sugar Land. Team managers include baseball royalty Roger Clemens and son Kobe, Skeeters manager Pete Incaviglia, Greg Swindell. The stadium is thoroughly sanitized and social distancing caps fans at 2,000 per game. Baseball is back. With an opening night July 10th, fireworks presented by Victory Solar. Visit SugarlandSkeeters.com for more information and tickets. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
I'm Chris with Gulf Coast Pump and Supply right here in Houston. After years of dealing with an outdated website, we were in the market for an upgrade. That's when I heard about SiteJab here on ESPN Radio. I called the guys at SiteJab, and in a matter of weeks, we had an amazing new website designed and running. If your business is looking for a new website, call the team at SiteJab. Not only will they get you the website you want, but one that produces more leads.
Call SiteJab today for a website you can count on. 713-999-4661 or SiteJab.com.
Is your electric bill surprising you with unexpected charges? It's time to switch to Champion Energy. With Champion, you never pay more than you expect. Our plans don't have extra charges or fine print. You get a great low rate all the time, no matter how much, how little, or when you use electricity. We're straightforward, simple, and we never charge extra. So stop overpaying and get rid of surprise bills. Switch to Champion Energy today.
PUCT 10098.
Ramjack Foundation Repair has been repairing foundation damage for homeowners and businesses for over 40 years. Our singular focus has helped Ramjack develop and refine a system of foundation repair that is virtually without fail and warranted for life. Too often, companies offer guarantees that are meaningless and without value. Unfortunately, these guarantees seem to disappear when a company closes, changes a product or service, or simply decides to retire. As a homeowner, who do you call when there's no one to call? Ramjack is different. Our goal is to provide affordable, permanent solutions for each and every customer, which is why we provide a written lifetime transferable warranty backed by a lifetime national warranty trust. This program was specifically developed to protect you, the homeowner. Deciding on who will repair your home's foundation is critical. Don't do it twice. Do it right. Call Ramjack.
Call 713-599-0102. That's 713-599-0102. Or visit us on the web at ramjack.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So, I use my stars. I'm Starbucks stars. I am Team Jamel. You forget.
If you use your Starbucks stars on that tiny-ass baby drink... Yeah. That's a waste of stars. How many stars is that?
You know why? Because I'm not spending any money today. That's why. What are you spending money today?
I mean, probably.
Oh, really?
I already did.
Then you, oh,
well,
just, oh,
no,
you just,
yeah, I use money for
you,
this.
You just don't love, you don't love black people then?
Because I spent money today?
Today is the day we don't spend any money.
Thank you.
Shutting down the economy.
Unless you go to a black-owned business.
Been shut down for like 4 months.
Well...
No, today.
Today.
Oh, today.
Blackout
we
day.
Oh, we finally shut the economy down.
No, it's supposed to show the importance of the black dollar. And if you were an ally, you wouldn't have... Don't rub your skin, John. You wouldn't have bought, you wouldn't have bought anything. But you clearly aren't, but I see you. I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's
only from black-owned business. Yeah. And Starbucks ain't black-owned.
Starbucks is black-owned.
That's not true.
We can't prove that.
Yes, we can, actually. It's actually out there for
you know
everyone
what?
To see.
I'm going to check on DeSean Jackson to see what he has to say.
No
about
one,
this.
No one's looking for DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson, what does he think? Is he spending
Let
money tonight?
Let me find out what DeSean Jackson is saying about things.
I gotta
Let's
go.
See if I can find.
I gotta
his
go
Instagram.
To Turkey Leg Hut.
Yes, you can go to. You can buy stuff at black-owned businesses.
That's right,
Lance.
Lance
didn't do it already.
Starbucks. Whitey.
Well, clearly,
you know
what's
what?
A black-owned coffee shop that you know of?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't
so
have,
you're asking
you
the wrong
have
guy.
To go without coffee. So you know what? The cause.
No,
okay.
You don't go.
We're
without
behind
coffee.
The cause.
You don't go without
okay.
coffee. Nobody goes without coffee.
I bet you there are black-owned coffee shops in Houston.
Sure.
You just didn't look.
I just need it to be real close to my house.
What? Oh, as long as it's convenient,
yes.
Then you're for the cause.
Yes.
Oh well, okay. I'm with you. I know.
Yeah, you're both not for the cause. I know who you are. You're not surprising.
I didn't even know. They're sitting here having an argument during the... I didn't even know what they were talking about. He's like, did you spend money? Like, I didn't spend money on this. I got stars on this. I got this for free. I'm like, why'd you get this baby tea that you've got here for free? I didn't even know what you guys were talking about.
You can go to Sugar Mama's Body Sugaring and Skincare if you'd like. That's a black-owned business. If you want some grilled cheese, twisted grilled cheese, black-owned.
What?
There are multiple places.
I do like grilled cheese.
Twisted grilled cheese. I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean it better be good? What are you suggesting?
What does twisted mean?
You have to halal, vegan friendly, black owned. Those are the couple of the tags.
The halal guys?
Yeah. They're not the halal guys, but they serve you halal meat.
Ah.
There are places you could go, but you went to the old standby Starbucks.
Yeah. Just making sure whitey.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
Deshaun Jackson has the Minister Farrakhan on his last post. Is this? I don't know if he deleted his last one, but Deshaun Jackson, wide receiver, currently he's back with the Eagles, right? He is. He says he has no hate for the Jewish community, and you say, "Wait a minute, what? What are you talking about? He has no hate for the Jewish community? What are you even talking about?" Well, an Instagram story post featuring a fake quote from Adolf Hitler resulted in Eagles wide receiver Deshaun Jackson insisting he has no hatred toward the Jewish community. The 33-year-old receiver drew a backlash on Monday for his initial post, which featured the fake quote in which Hitler supposedly said he would start World War III to stop white Jews in America from oppressing the black community. Snopes has identified the quote as a fabrication originating in June 2017, he claimed to be from a book that in reality made no argument that Hitler had an affinity for the black community. Why the hell is Deshaun Jackson tweeting out Hitler quotes, and why is Instagram letting them? Says somebody named Sleeping Giants.
Here's the quote. Hitler said, because the white Jews knows the Negroes are the real children of Israel, and to keep America's secret of the Jews will blackmail America. The will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. The white citizens of America will be terrified to know that all this time they've been mistreating and discriminating and lynching the children of Israel. So what he's saying here is that the real children of Israel are African Americans, and whereas it's absolutely discriminating against. He says, I'm not anti-Semitic. He said that this is about this. They will extort America. Their plan for world domination won't work if the Negroes know who they were. So Joe Banner put this out. Joe Banner was the Cleveland general manager. Or no, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Yeah, Philadelphia cap guy.
Yeah, Philadelphia, yeah. if a white player said anything about African-Americans, as outrageous as what Deshaun said about Jews tonight, there would at least be a serious conversation about cutting him and a need for a team meeting to discuss, which would be totally appropriate. Absolutely indefensible.
Yeah.
You know, is Deshaun Jackson going to catch? Is he catching anything for this?
He should. I don't know if he will, but he should.
He absolutely.
I think that you should probably not quote Hitler if you want to make a point about anything.
By the way, Joe,
Hitler once said, "Well, no, whoa. Shut it down."
Have you looked at Joe Banner's Twitter feed?
Well, yeah, he's very left. No more swamp? Well, go read.
That's not a leftist talking point, no more swamp.
Well, hold on. Wait. Your skin color. Well, this is the one of them. Joe Banner, your Republican, he says, your Republican Party saying it is radical left socialism to say that all people are created equally. I want to know what American actually agrees with this. That was after there was Liz Harrington was making a comment. I don't know.
He might be left, but the initial left the swamp thing is, from what I can tell, is a right leaning thing. But he said the utter ignorance of what actually happened to Riley Cooper is shocking. I guess facts are hard to stick to on both sides when it doesn't fit the narrative. What actually happened to Riley Cooper other than he was caught saying the N-word at a concert?
No.
What does he mean?
I don't know. I don't know what all. I mean, I know he had. Well, here, he said, he goes on to say about Riley Cooper. I think somebody asked him about that.
Well, he says, yeah, he said, did Cooper get vilified? Did he get physically attacked by his teammate? Did he get sent home? Did he get fined? Was his reputation destroyed as it should have been? Deshaun, not a word so far. Okay. Can you really not tell the difference?
So behind the scenes, there's probably a fight where somebody attacked
him. I get it. What he's saying is, it happened to one guy. Why is it not happening to another? Yeah, and I get to your point, as I go down his feed, that No More Swamp thing was a sarcastic reference to what's going on.
And right.
So I get it. Yeah, I guess you would say if you drop that label on him, he is a very left-leaning guy. But to your point,
Jewish people do not play with as well.
They shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't. No, right.
What DeSean Jackson put out there, there's nothing you can say that to make anyone rational think that wasn't anti-Semitic.
And then Mike Greenberg said, is there a young star in any sport you would bet on for the next 10 years ahead of Pat Mahomes? And Joe Banner says, I hope on your show tomorrow you discuss DeSean Jackson saying that Hitler was right and quoting Farrakhan, who only hates gays and women more than Jews. Either we are for calling out hate and ending hate, or we aren't. This is going to be, in a nutshell, the biggest potential stumbling block or potential for extreme unity right there in a nutshell with everything. And this is not even sports related. If everybody can come together, I think if you see a consistency of saying, look, we don't care who you are, what your skin color is, what your socioeconomic background is, we are not putting up with hateful rhetoric and hate, and we will all call it out, and we will call it out in our own communities. And there's a consistent push, then I think you have a chance. You really have I'm hopeful it happens. I'm not expecting it to happen. But if we can get to that point where everyone calls out DeSean Jackson and he is forced to, and I'm not talking about cancel stuff. I'm not, DeSean Jackson needs to be educated on what he said and how wrong it is and understand that he, either everything is going to be about ending hate and hateful rhetoric or it's not. It's got to be consistent. And if it's consistent, we have a chance to really get to a great place. But if it's not, and people are going to be watching this one, it's just going to look like hypocrisy. And so Joe Banner is going to stay on this. And it's not just going to be Joe Banner. Joe Banner, I'm just looking at because he's on my feed. Like, Joe Banner's a guy I follow. But I think you'll hear even more about it today, or maybe it will go away. And a comment like that really shouldn't go away.
Let's face it. You want to know the truth? It probably goes away. Probably. What kind of retribution do you see for DeSean Jackson here?
I don't see anything.
I don't see any either.
And that's really wrong.
Right.
He needs to be held accountable. Any kind of hate speech needs to be held accountable.
Yep.
And if you say, well, he didn't know what he was talking about, then he needs to be educated, and really in a very public way, like everyone else.
Well, here's the problem. How many Jewish players are in his locker room?
I don't know. Maybe not a lot.
No, probably not a lot. Yeah. Probably not a lot. And if that's the case, Riley Cooper had a fight with his teammate. Riley Cooper has the majority of his team.
That must have been a quiet thing that Philadelphia tried to hush hush.
I don't remember either, but Joe Banner is saying, there was a fight.
No, he was there. He would know. Yeah. I don't remember.
So here's the deal, is that he was going to stand up to him. Like, immediately Drew Brees was canceled. Drew Brees just said, I believe in the flag and I'm not going
to,
you know.
Yeah, that's not enough to get canceled over. That's not hate speech about a religion. He just had his own personal opinion that you could disagree with, but he was an early actor in terms of like, well, this is what I believe in. Oh.
Yeah. Don't wait. Wrong time. Wrong time. Hey, we got the Astros schedule is out. We'll take a look at it on the other side. We actually have sports to talk about. How about that? We have sports to talk about. We have DeSean Jackson. This is the day for DeSean's, okay? Only DeSean Watson is the one smiling. DeSean Jackson probably not so much today after what happened yesterday. DeSean Watson, yep, smiling. He's smiling a lot. You should smile a lot if you got to sell your car. Because John Clay Wolf is going to buy it from you. And John Clay Wolf is going to pay you more than anyone else will. John Clay Wolf says, man, I'm just giving away money right now. He actually said on this show, if your car is worth about 25, I'll probably give you about 28 for it right now. That's the way that the industry is going because they need used cars more than ever because the production was stopped in Detroit. So they've got so much money. They're getting so much money at auction that John Clay Wolf says, not a problem. I'm going to give you more. And if I can't beat CarMax, I'm going to send you $100 right now. How about that? All you got to do is go to givemethevin.com, givemethevin.com, and John Clay Wolf is going to make you an offer you just can't refuse. Why would you sell it to anyone else for less than you can get? At givemethevin.com, that's givemethevin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
During these crazy times, we're all looking for someone in a little bit of need of help, and Carbach, the great thing about them, they're doing it year-round. Crawford Box supports the Astros Foundation year-round. Southern Wheat supports the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation year-round. Coastal Conservation Ale supports CCA of Texas year-round. So on top of being delicious beers, you're also helping out these programs in need. They've got great everyday beers, Love Street, Hopadillo, Crawford Box, Southern Wheat, Weekend Warrior Pale Ale. Get them at your grocery stores today. When you're out and about at the grocery store, make sure you pick up some Carbach.
Rethink how you manage cash flow and payments for your business. Choose a banking partner who provides secure and remote tools tailored for you. Never pay for something you don't need. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, soccer fans. Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Don't forget, join me for the best in soccer talk and football talk weekly on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
731 ESPN 97.5. So what series do you want to see? First series of the year, Mariners for three, Dodgers for
season
two.
Three. Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Like baseball series.
What? So.
It came out last night. We got a baseball schedule.
I've had it for a while, but I forgot to tell you. Oh, you could have seen them a while ago. Asked Mariners and Dodgers, okay, five games to start the season.
Sounds amazing.
Three Mariners, two Dodgers. You don't want to see the Dodgers here?
I don't want to see the Mariners. Wait, are you talking... Oh, Mariners-Dodgers? Oh, you're talking about the Astros.
The Astros' first series.
Oh, I thought you meant Mariners-Dodgers. Like you were going to compare all the early series.
No. This is the first series of the year at Minute Maid. Three against the Mariners and two against the Dodgers.
Yes, I want to see them on TV.
That's the first... What?
How are you going to be there? How are you going to be there?
Then, the next series, Giants come here for three. Mariners come here for three. Rockies for two. That's okay. That's not great. Angels for four, Rangers for three. You will see Shohei Ohtani. You will see him pitch because he is pitching this year. Rangers and D-backs come here September 15th through the 20th for six games. And then you finish up the season against the Rangers for four games. By the last series of the year, the four games at the Rangers... By that last series, we will have half the stadium full. You don't think so? I'm telling you, by that last series, Jim Crane needs to sell
September,
some beer now.
Late
Jim
September.
Crane said he needs to sell some beer
that's,
now.
That's somebody in every other seat. I just don't see that.
Maybe not that many. Okay, I'll give you that. But I'm going to tell you this. It won't be long before you're seeing people in that ballpark. It won't be long. And you're going to be. It just starts July 24th.
I think you should. Yeah, I think you should be able to.
It won't be long before you'll be seeing me in that ballpark.
Look, you're going to have some consistency. You can suggest people not do it. I don't think you're going to be able to. Here's the tricky part. Major League Baseball does have shared revenue. They for certain things. I don't think attendance is one of them, and alcohol sales and all that stuff, that's not part of the shared revenue deal, is it? I don't think it is. I think it's individual revenue for the team. It's the TV stuff and everything else is the national TV stuff, the merchandise, that's all shared. It is a financial advantage for certain teams. If you're in a high spike area in Florida, it's not going to matter in Florida. But in Texas, it would matter. And right now, we can't. I mean, we just can't go into the stadiums, I don't think. However, I do think, you know, realistically, we still go to the grocery stores. We still go to a lot of places. The argument is you don't want to have, you really, they want to shut down any kind of groups or 10. We're back to groups of 10 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about 10 people. But if you look at individual pockets in a stadium as less than 10, then you could make an argument that, hey, you could make an argument for people being allowed
people
to go.
Will be, I'm telling you right now, people will be in that
Let
stadium.
Let me give you a number and a stake. Let's use Colorado. We'll look at the Rockies.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, or the 5th, or the 6th, 192 COVID cases. I don't know their rules and or what their thought process, what the governor thinks, but why wouldn't Denver be a place where you could have people in mm-hmm. their stadium?
You could.
Now, with social distancing, all the stuff you need to keep everyone safe, but with a hundred, and this has been going on really the entire month. I mean, as far as the cases being that low, particularly compared to us, why wouldn't they say we can have people in our building?
So you're right. The only issue would be is if Major League Baseball says this is a financial advantage for certain teams that we need to make it available for all teams. In fairness, could a Major League team
not
sue?
Not only financial advantage, but you know, home field advantage.
Could a Major League team sue, a Major League owner sue a state if a state requires? There's no way.
No.
Based on, it can't sue them, but I don't know that you can keep them from, can you keep them from doing it? Because here's why I ask, right? 60,000 people at a march. And I was at that march, but 60,000 people at a march. Masks. I'd say from what I witnessed, it was 70 to 75% of the people wore masks. But I also saw an article in Newsweek that talked about the amount of positives coming from certain that they tracked from certain protests
yeah.
and marches, which was expected. It's an aggressive strain. It's going to happen. So if that's the case, though, why is a Major League owner not going to say, look, it's impossible for you not to let us have 15,000 people in this stadium. We've got to be able to have our 15,000 in this stadium. Now, I don't know the standing or the basis for that, because I guess the governor could say, no, you can't have that, and we're not going to allow that. We already know it's being done on state level, not the federal level, so it's state decision makers, which it should be, because every state's different. Dell just mentioned Colorado. I mean, I came from Colorado. People primarily wear masks for the most part. It's like anything. I didn't think Colorado was. I thought there were some places where they took it more seriously, and other places you just saw people just weren't wearing masks. That's going to be everywhere.
I was just in Florida. I went to the Publix, the grocery store there.
Zero mask in Florida.
There were two, maybe two, with 100 and 200 people in the store. Maybe two masks.
In Colorado, it was, I would say, it was more like. It was more like.
How did we get a mosquito in the studio?
Lance probably rotted in.
Did you bring in a mosquito?
I bring in mosquitoes everywhere I go, and I release them.
Well, that
into
is,
the free. I don't want them at my house, but I don't want to kill them.
So
I release them into nature.
Yeah, the two extremes. Florida, no masks anywhere. Yeah, we're just going to hit on July 4th over 11,000 cases and follow it up just over 10,000. Yeah, but you know what? Mask. Bleh, whatever.
We don't need no mask.
Colorado, I get not wearing a mask at this point.
You're taking my rights away, Dell.
Well, Colorado
I understand that, John.
I'd say Colorado was probably 80%. Of the people I saw were wearing masks.
That's
it was a pretty good. It was a pretty good percentage, 80, maybe even higher. It
explains their low amount of cases.
I'm just
if
being.
I ever saw one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know. Actually.
Colorado. I think Colorado is.
Those lefties up there, Dell. Oh yeah.
Well, it's not. You know, it's funny. It's not all of Colorado. It's hard.
He's just saying stuff.
Well, Colorado, I think. Is,
I have no idea.
But he doesn't
care.
Know.
I know lots of Democrats.
I lived there for a little while.
I know
while
lots of Democrats who
it's
don't
pretty liberal.
Love having to wear masks and all that stuff. And I know lots of Republicans who say, I'm not going out in public without a mask on because I do take this seriously. I know it's been politicized, but I do know people that from political parties who cross over their way. Now, I also know a lot of people who say, man, this is crazy and convenient. And then they do it. And then they put a mask on because they just say, look, I don't want to be, I want to make sure that, that I just do what I can do to make people comfortable. If that's the rule, what it's going to be, I'm not going to be anti-authority. I'm going to do it. I don't love doing it, but I'm going
to
do it.
To back up, John, I guess, even though I don't want to, at least in the last presidential election, it did go blue. Hillary did win that state.
Yeah.
It's not a very liberal place. It's not California.
It's known as a crunchy,
it's a hippie type place.
Okay. But you know what it is, though?
It's Austin, only bigger.
It's really not anymore because so much money has... There's so many vacation spots, like the ski spots, Breckenridge, Dale, and all that.
That ain't very liberal. You bring money because they like money a lot there. A lot of money they like. Anyway, back to the Astros.
That's why we did so much hiking. Hiking's free. Get your shoes on, kids. Like, oh, my God, we're walking up another mountain.
Boots and granola is my vacation.
It's what they do. The Astros go to the Dodgers September 12th and 13th.
Yep.
That's later in the season. There could be fans there. The Astros might get here some trash can banging. So you got to watch out for that. There will be repercussions at the Dodgers September 12th and 13th. Okay, what are the odds they actually finish this season? What are the odds? We saw FC Dallas had to. Is there a team that's going to have to eliminate itself?
Yeah, if you missed it, FC Dallas was withdrawn from the MLS bubble, and maybe Nashville might be next. So it might be going from a 26-team tournament to 24. And apparently, it was at the behest of the other teams. The other teams are like, you guys couldn't even figure out how to get here without this. Beat it.
They've got 10 positives. There were 13 positives, and FC Dallas had 10 of them.
Leading up to yesterday, Nashville got confirmed with 5, maybe 8, so they might be the next team. But going into yesterday, it was 10 of the 13 positives came from one squad.
That's why I mentioned. That's why I said that yesterday is one of my things. Like, what an do you think that how? When is the first interruption of a season going to be? And I said 7.5 games in baseball. It's not being negative. It's being realistic. Based on all the other American sports, how do you think a team is going to not have to shut it down? Because one or two players, if they're in a practice situation or in a locker room situation, it can end up turning into 7 real quick. FC Dallas having 10, that's not all that surprising if they were around each other at all.
Yeah.
Let me pick it up. I mean, Wendy was probably pretty careful with Frankie. Does she even know she got it from Frankie?
No,
it could have been worse.
More likely. She didn't see anybody at work.
Is she real close to Frankie?
Oh yeah.
Oh, she is. Mm. Like, I mean, in proximity.
Yeah. She was, and I guess, and so.
And you weren't.
No, I stayed away from her. But no one has any idea. No one has any idea where they're getting it. You have no idea.
You're getting it, and getting so it. I think that's gonna. You know, it's gonna happen in baseball. It's one of the things we're gonna have to be prepared for, and they better be quick with the testing. They better carve out the guys that are sick and be ready to bring up 6 guys. They better have a plan and a backup, you know, minor league system to say, okay, 4 guys test a positive. We need to add 4 guys, new guys to the roster.
Yeah.
And when they test positive negative 2 times in a row, then they can rejoin the team.
So here's the thing that sucks about the Astros here is that all of these, you just play the West. That's all you got, except for the Rangers games and the road. And isn't Colorado Mountain Time? Colorado's Mountain Time, right? So that's not Pacific. And I think Arizona's Mountain Time as well. So any games in Arizona and Colorado, the games in Arizona and Colorado will actually be 8 o'clock games as opposed to 9 o'clock games. But all the other road games are 9 o'clock flipping starts. That's the horrible thing about being in the West, and that's all you got is Western games. So it'll be interesting to see. You got the Astros winning the division?
Yes, I do. Although I do think that this is one of these wild. What we're seeing with basketball potentially and baseball is, and this is completely a gambling thing, but if you wanted to take your shots.
This is the time, yeah.
60 games, you're not sure who's going to miss what. This is your shot to try to cash a big ticket.
I tell you who's going to be dangerous is the Rangers.
Yeah.
The Rangers are going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you've got a bunch of games against them. you're playing, obviously you're playing your own division, but you finish up the season with the four games. That's going, those four games against the Rangers at home are going to be, that is going to decide the season. Those four games against the Rangers. That's going to decide who's going to win the division. And it will be the Astros. 744 ESPN 97.5. That's a jab at Dallas.
Site jab has nothing to do with what John's talking about, but it does have everything to do with, well, it's building a website. The guy's a boxing fan. He called it Site Jab. I mean, so I guess it does in a way. Site Jab is a local company. They've been in business for 20 years, and they've been building customized websites, integrating the latest technologies and concepts of design to help better convert your eyes into leads. And for small and medium-sized businesses, that's everything. 80% of the people who are interested in your business will go to your website. And once they get to the website, it's going to tell them a lot about whether or not you are up to date. From a subconscious standpoint, whether or not you are with it and you have the type of technology and the type of business sense and intelligence to that they want to partner with. And maybe more importantly, is it intuitive? Is it a site that is going to be easy to navigate and is going to do the best job of converting those eyes into leads? And that's what SiteJab helps you do through a variety of services, marketing, web design experts, and they can build a website for you that is fantastic. They also are Google partners. They can get you $500 worth of ads from Google. So make sure that you ask them about that. But you can schedule a consultation on the website, sitejab.com, or give them a call at 713-999-4661. They've got so much that they can bring to a website. Even if your website is just 2 years old, there are going to be some features that you are lacking that they can help update for you. And they can teach you how to update your own website to make it easy for you if you have a constantly evolving website. Sitejab.com, 713-999-4661. Support local. And don't forget, they have an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. The first pig built his house out of straw, but termites ate it up. The second pig built his house out of sticks, but the termites ate it up also. The third little pig was smart, and he built his house out of bricks. But even brick houses have a ton of wood in them, and so the termites ate up his house too. The moral of the story is I want to kill termites. If you own a home or business or even just have a big old pile of wood, please call McGrath Pest Control at 281-469-8240 or visit McGrathPestControl.com and allow us the privilege of inspecting, treating, or preventing a termite invasion. Don't let my all shucks persona fool you. McGrath Pest Control is a bug annihilating machine. We're the best in the business and take tremendous pride in our work. McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240. For a good time, follow us on Twitter, at McGrath Pest. No pigs were injured in this production.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. So Brian McTaggart just linked the game times because I had not seen any game times, and normally the West Coast games are 9 o'clock, but apparently they've moved them all to 8:10 games.
That's pretty huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Now, it's still... Of all the teams, the Texas teams, Rangers and Astros, are getting the shaft, are getting the worst of it.
Why?
More miles than anybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the case.
Yeah.
It's just more concentrated.
Well,
now.
It sucks that you're in the West and you had to do that. You had to, first of all, you had to move over to the American League and you had to play in the West. I mean, it sucks, but you got the shaft because of Bud Selig. He's an a-hole, and he was his Milwaukee team wanted to be in the National League. So, but 8-10 games now. They have 25 games that started 8-10. They have 8 games that started 7 o'clock, 9 games that started 6, and then the rest of them, 11, 14, 15, or no, they got a 7:40 game as well at 1 o'clock, one of them, a 5:40 game. So at least, you know, they are going to have to travel. After they play on the West Coast, they're going to get done at 11 o'clock, 11:30. They'll be out. They are getting the shaft on it. Then they have to play, travel all the way back. Let's say they're in Seattle, travel all the way back to Houston, and then play the next night.
Well,
in
some cases, how's it any different than when they had to go play on the way it's different is it's a concentrated West Coast schedule. That's all it is.
Yeah,
super West Coast.
Well, hopefully on those West Coast games, they are playing afternoon games, getaway games.
But I would hope that they do that, but. You know, if you're traveling to the East Coast, if you've got an East Coast road trip where you've got... Now, the thing is, you want to knock out as many games as possible. I'd be more in favor of giant 10-game swings. Say, look, we're going to really knock this out, and we're going to give you 10-game or even 12-game road swings, 12-game home string, home. That would be... I'd be better with that to where you are actually on the road longer and at home longer.
Their longest road trip is 9 games. Angels, Diamondback, A's, 9 games on the road on one road trip. Then they've got another 7-9 game road trip. Angels, Athletics, Dodgers. So they've got two 9 game road trips, which is that's fine. One, oh my goodness, this sucks. They got to go up to Seattle for 3 games after being home. They're home against the Rangers, home against the D-backs. That's a 6-game homestand. Then they just go up for 3 games in Seattle, come back for 4. But 10 of their last 13 games are at home. 10 of their last 13 games are at home. Which, man, that's kind of, I don't know if that's great or not, because you could dig yourself a hole with all those road games, you know, earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to be behind on home games until the end of the season. Which, with such a short season, every game is so important. And when you're 7 games, you'll have 7 more road games by September 14th than you will home games. So that's not going to be easy. That's not going to be easy. Although it will be nice to finish up 10 of your last 13 at home. That will be very nice if we get that far. So we'll have a lot of Minute Maid Park games starting at 8. Same for West Coast trips. I guess that'll be the case too. Although they do have a lot of 7 o'clock games, which probably will be some home games as well. They'll have 7 o'clock games at home. They've got 8 7 o'clock games. They've got 9 6 o'clock. They've got 1 7:40. So, you know what? And they will have – the getaway days will be – you know, they've got 6 3:10 games. 3 o'clock games, those are probably going to be West Coast getaway days. Probably.
You would hope so.
You would hope so.
They need to be smart about this and how they handle it. This can't be true, is it? Deshaun is going to get 10 years of Texans first-round picks. They can't pay him. Can the Texans pay him in first-round picks?
I don't think that's a way. No, I don't. I'm
you
pretty
don't
sure.
barter. Like, they treat them like the old, like back in the old days, you go to the market with, we have these pies.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have
eggs. Do you have eggs?
We have livestock. Yeah, yeah. You have, let's barter. We have first round picks. Can we get this?
Can we get
the fatted cow from you? The fatted calf. The Texans use, and so does Daryl, first round picks as bartering tools.
Right. Do you think Deshaun will take unleavened bread?
I think he's going to want bread.
Okay.
I think he's going to want it extremely leavened.
Yeah, I don't know about unleavened bread.
He doesn't want it unleavened and flat, and he's going to want it
as falling
fluffy.
From the sky, too.
Manna?
Do we
have manna?
Is he going to get manna?
He wants.
Can Jack Easterby get some manna?
He knows a guy.
Well,
he knows a guy. I can tell you this.
A lot of people know that guy.
He's going to want, you know what he's not going to want? He doesn't want the pound cake or the unleavened bread. Deshaun's going to want angel food cake, fluffy, piled very, very high, very high and fluffy.
Angel food cake sucks. I don't want
to. Ooh. Jack Easterby, I'll make sure that you didn't hear that.
No, angel food cake.
What did you say about angels?
Angels. You said angels. Angel food
I heard you
cake.
Say angels suck.
Yeah.
Angel. Yeah, the angels do suck. Mike Trout, you suck.
Not the angels. Angels and...
Sure.
Wow.
Oh. Sure. Yeah, Tony.
Where's your gavel?
I forgot to bring the gavel
didn't
again.
Come in.
Still at the house. I forgot to bring in the gavel. I mean, there's not a show that goes by that we don't need to...
Yeah,
you're out of order.
That should be. You should bring that along to your
sitting
coffee.
You're talking about bread, and John's like, oh,
yeah.
What? No one said anyone's name.
I'll show it. Oh, an angel.
No, we didn't bring it. Oh. You couldn't go, Mike Trout.
No.
Oh,
couldn't. I did say Mike Trout. That's how you how say many, Mike Trout. You name?
We should just start naming former angels and have him do it. Do it for Howie. Do it for no. Oh. Do it for Howie Kendrick.
Howie Kendrick.
Oh. Did you see where Carole Baskin
yes.
the score? Carole Baskin, the score paid Carole Baskin. So what is the thing called, Dell? Do you know where you, I guess it's still a thing, where you get to pay celebrities to.
Cameo?
Cameo. Where they make a video for somebody, and I'm sure they did that for Carole Baskin. I'll have to see what she costs.
Is it Carole Baskin or is that B Carole Baskin? What's her full name again?
Oh, the B. What?
It is that bitch, Carole Baskin.
B.
Yeah. We sent it to Raheel. She goes, he just said that bitch. And I said, Carole Baskin. Well, he meant it because that's part of no one.
Oh, yikes.
That's her full name.
Joe. That's what Tiger Joe says.
Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cameo. Reality TV. Let's see what Carole Baskin's going for.
Let's hear what she said to Zion.
What did she
say
to Zion?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carole Baskin at Big Cat Rescue, and our guy Zion is turning 20 years old. The cool cats and kittens at Overtime have loved watching you play and grow over the years and can't wait to watch you dunk on everybody in Orlando. We're always rooting for the coolest cat around, and that's Big Z. Stay cool.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so you write write out what you want her to say, and they just repeat like they're puppets, and you pay them like $50 or whatever their price is, and they'll read it out for you.
Hold on.
She doesn't know who Zion Williams is.
I've done one for my wife from...
that dude from the...
Maurice Bernard from Sonny from General Hospital.
I know who that is. You didn't get the dude from the band that she loves?
No, that... ain't never happening.
She loves that guy.
Yeah, why
the old 96ers or
whatever
something?
They're called.
What are they called?
Old 97s, is that what they're called?
Uh-huh. Old 97s.
Old 97s.
And Rhett, so, is his name like Rhett?
Yeah. Oh, and my kids call him Rat Miller.
Well, better than
my
stepdad.
My daughter's like, did I tell you, she's going on a trip. This is getting to be, you know, at first I thought it was funny, and now it's getting to be a real problem for me. My daughter, the Puritan.
Yeah.
So I've got Waze, and I'm using Waze on the trip. And I don't know if you know this, but Waze has a feature where it always knows what the speed limit is. And so the speed limit, I'm sitting here. Madi will be sitting there staring at it the whole time because it tells what your speed is and what the speed limit is. You're going over the speed limit. Dad, slow down or let mom drive. I said, Madi. You're 20 over the speed limit. It was like 60. I'm going 80. I mean, it happens sometimes. You drop from 70 to 60 like that for no reason. And frankly, I know what the speed should be.
Yeah.
I don't need speed limits to tell me.
No.
It's a feel.
That's right.
You do enough driving,
and,
it's a feel.
And what's
Dad? Yeah, you're right. This is a great chance for me to make up time on the Waze thing. I'm 80 and a 60. You know, and she's like, you're going 20. Mom, make him slow down. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Madi. So I had to turn it off and put music on to where it's
is
not
this,
on my screen.
Is it this music that she has
yes,
that she
it's
to hear?
Yes, Gregorian chant. Slow down in the speed zone. Double the fines.
You're going 11 over.
You are now 4 miles an hour over, which to my daughter may as well be 40.
She doesn't understand.
Any amount over.
Does she understand the whole cop rule? Does she understand that 11, more than 11 miles an hour is going to get you a ticket?
Well, I feel like 5 over is always allowable.
No, 9 over is always allowable.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Allowable?
Allowable. I'm always always 9 over.
I feel like it's 5. Well, I'm not saying I don't go to that, but there were times I just couldn't ride with my ways on. I didn't need it on, you know, it's a long drive. But sometimes I like seeing how my time's going because I'm, you know, like, oh, I just shaved a minute off. Look at me. Look at me be a great driver. But my daughter is an incessant ball breaker about every rule imaginable. It's just like, my God, I can't even have her looking at, Mom, would you like to drive? When we stopped one time, do you want to drive, Mom?
What? No.
Mom, she's going to lose so much time. What are you talking about? No. This time loser? No. And then driving on a mountain with these lunatics?
Oh, no.
Everyone's terrified that we're falling off a cliff at all times. My wife's like, slow down! Slow down! You know how slow 12 miles an hour is?
No.
It's so slow, like, I can't possibly...
Can't nothing. You all go to sleep?
I can go 20, and it's not a problem.
No.
I got the break right here.
Yeah, families are great.
Do you know what's great? It's TGS having that insurance.
Well,
on the road.
And it's not a health insurance. It's a homeowner's insurance. But they also can do car insurance, and here's why that's important. For some of you... You feel like you're locked into your insurance company. And I was this way. I know this is what you're thinking. Well, I get a bundle deal, Lance. I get, you know, I get a safe driver discount. I get this discount. I get a bundle with my homeowners and my car. That's great. And that's one of their methodologies for keeping you and then raising your rates. So the rates will go up on you, on your homeowners and even your car. But then they say, well, it's bundled. So you see these quote unquote discounts. The fact is that TGS Insurance is saving people an average of $900 annually for their homeowners insurance. And the way that they do that is they have a variety of A-rated insurance companies that they aggregate, and then they offer that to you. So those companies are fighting for your business. They're A-rated companies. And so when you text the word money to 232323, you are going to get a firm homeowners insurance quote. And after you make the switch with them, which can be done in the same day, they can... shop car insurance for you as well so that you are taken care of. They can get it all done in one single day. Your savings will start today if you're really serious about it. I promise you. Text money, the word money, to 232323 and let TGS Insurance work for you.
My name is Stephen A. Smith and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
I owed the IRS $10,000.